You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
Today it was announced that TVNZ's full year net profit has tumbled down to $2.9 million, which may sound like a lot, but really it is a drop of $2.2 million, or 44%, for the 12 months to June 30. So how much of a big deal is this? Should the government be intervening, or is it just the state of our media industry at the moment? I spoke to Broadcasting Minister Chris Farfoy and started by asking him for his reaction to today's news.
Look, I'm not surprised. If you look at most commercial media companies at the moment, they're finding things difficult. Their profit has halved. It's still 2.9, and that's in the realm of what they forecast to us some time ago. As I say, every broadcaster and media company is finding things difficult with their revenue getting gouged at the moment, and TVNZ obviously being a state-owned company on broadcaster. We're looking at strengthening our public media at the moment. That's our focus, and we hope to have some further announcements by the end of the year, because we want to make sure that we have strong public broadcasting, you know, the next 15, 20 years.
So I'm sure you won't be able to tell me exactly what those, you know, what you're going to be revealing later in the year, but can you kind of tease, like, what are the sorts of things that you're looking into as Minister?
Oh, look, what I think is very important is that we have a strong sense of New Zealand content in New Zealand, and public media is obviously one of the key ways to get that in there, whether it be journalism, whether it be, you know, drama or other investigative types of journalism, stuff for kids, and, you know, New Zealand On Air, Radio New Zealand, Television New Zealand, commercial, I mean, community radio stations around the country are all important in that environment, and that's what we're having a good look at. It's pretty clear that New Zealanders' ways of consuming media are changing, and that's a challenge for nearly every media entity. So how we structure and fund and focus our public media is what we're having a good look at now, getting a hell of a lot of advice as to what that should look like, so that you know, public broadcasting as we know it and have known it for over decades can endure the challenges that, you know, new media and you know, revenue challenges are out there at the moment.
So is it time to reintroduce the TVNZ charter or something like that to ensure that we get that type of content on our broadcaster?
Look, I think you know, if you're talking about content, then the main way that we the main mechanism that government has to make that happen is New Zealand On Air funding. So you know, it's not just TVNZ that have New Zealand content. I think if you look at comedy over the last 20 years, that's pretty much been the domain of the likes of MediaWorks to TV3. So there obviously has been a charter in the past that got removed by the previous government. We fundamentally care about having a strong public broadcaster as a conduit for local content. As you mentioned, Stuart, we're not going to get into the detail of what that might look like for the shape of public broadcasting in the future, but what we're absolutely committed to is ensuring that there's more content that makes New Zealanders feel like New Zealanders and, you know, celebrate our uniqueness and our culture.
So you're not looking at reintroducing something like the previous charter?
Look, I'm just not going to get into the detail. That's not what we're looking at the moment in that level of detail. There's been speculation about a charter, but our focus is looking at, you know, what we have in the public broadcasting environment, what is good about it, what are the weaknesses given the challenges of revenue and of digital platforms that have come into the market as well, and how we can better structure that or place that for the next 15, 20, 25 years. So, you know, I know there's been a lot of talk about a charter, but it hasn't been taking up much time around the tables and the advice that we've been having from officials at this stage.
What about a mega merger, which is something that has been talked about in the media, at least in the last couple of weeks, RNZ, TVNZ, Māori TV kind of banding together to form some sort of mega agency? Is this something that you would be willing to look into?
Look, what I would say to that is there's been a lot of speculation over the last couple of weeks about what is and is might not be on the cards. I'm not going to get into the detail of that because some of it might be commercially sensitive, and we're actually getting advice about a whole number of options that are available to us as government to strengthen public media here in New Zealand. You know, the media, reporting on the media is an interesting thing because there's been a frenzy of speculation over the last couple of weeks. I think what the TVNZ result shows that there is an issue in the market at the moment in terms of revenue, and those need to be addressed in a considered way and not necessarily announced on every interview that I do about this. But I understand that it's an important issue because having a strong media is important for our country, and we want to make sure that we get it right.
Are you happy with the state that TVNZ's in?
Oh, look, you know, I think they're doing as well as any other media entity at the moment in terms of profits. They forecast a downturn, and that's what's happened. And, you know, if you look at the results across the board, you know, they mirror how other media companies have done.
But what about the dividend? Should they be allowed to get away with not paying their dividend?
Well, I wouldn't call it getting away. They're going to retain it and reinvest it into the business. And other media companies that have announced their accounts in the last couple of weeks have done exactly the same thing. TVNZ faces the same challenges that every media entity is. It's transitioning from a broadcasting world to a digital world, and that takes time and money. And that's why we've said to them the $2.9 million profit that they've made this year should go back into reinvesting in some of those platforms because that's the right thing to do. The issue is further out on the horizon where the forecast of profits don't look as rosy, which is why we need to make sure we go through the process that we are now about how can we best structure public media in the future or fund it so that it is sustainable and there for us to get the content out there, which is the most important thing.
That was Broadcasting Minister Chris Farfoy speaking about TVNZ's profits dropping today. He says he's not surprised, but it still doesn't sound like particularly good news. But he kind of gave a typical politician's response, I feel, to a lot of that. Doesn't really give away a lot about what the government would be planning.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.